This week's Torah reading, which is called Vayeschanon, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu begged God to enter the land of Canaan, to transform it into the land of Israel, etc., etc., has many, many very deep and important ideas that convey the message of Judaism for Jews, for non-Jews, etc., etc. One of these very important parts, so to speak, of this week's reading is called the Shema Israel. Shema Israel is a part of the Torah that expresses many commandments in between the idea of the unity of God, the idea of learning Torah, the idea of thinking and pronouncing actually the unity of God twice a day, the idea of putting on tefillin, phylacteries, whatever that means. Many, many, many very deep and important ideas in Judaism are actually within this parsha, this week's reading. Again, one of those ideas is the learning of Torah. We have to learn Torah. And the way we have to do it is, as it says in the book of Yeshua, that God told him, "V'hogisa bo yomam v'layla." You have to learn Torah day and night, the whole day. Actually, a person should really learn 24 hours a day, which is impossible. You have to go sleep, you have to eat, you have to go to the bathroom, etc., etc. But the point is that all the free time you have to learn Torah the whole day. Okay, that's one commandment, and the way of fulfilling it is every single second you have, quote unquote, free, go learn Torah. Go learn the will of God. What does He want from your life, etc.? Okay, that's one commandment. Another commandment is the Shema itself. This prayer, this phrase that talks about the unity of God, the way of fulfilling this particular commandment is to pronounce it once in the morning and once in the afternoon. As it says, "V'shochvecho uvekumecho," when you go to sleep and when you wake up, you have to think about the unity of God. Now, apparently, it should be different. It should be exactly the opposite. The learning of Torah, during the day, you're supposed to learn the written Torah, the scriptures themselves. During the night, you're supposed to learn the oral Torah. That means the explanation that God gave Moses, and he shared with us. And generation after generation, we continue explaining the deepness of the scriptures themselves. This is called the oral Torah. So different times of the day, you learn different parts of Torah. Furthermore, in different times of your life, you learn different times, different parts of the Torah. The deepest ones you learn when you're older, etc., etc. That is, so to speak, more restricted to time. On the other hand, the Shema Israel, this phrase, what it actually means is the unity of God, is something that applies to the whole day. Why? Because the point of the unity of God is to understand that even though we open our eyes and we see the world, even so, God is one with the world. What does it mean? How does it work? Okay, it's a deep idea that we have to sit and understand what it means and learn, etc., etc. That's okay. However, apparently, it's not something you should say only once in the morning and only once in the afternoon, and that's it. Yeah, God is one, but I don't care so much. No, it's something that applies for the whole day. However, we actually learn Torah the whole day, which should be restricted to certain times, and we say the Shema twice a day, which should be for the whole day. Why is it like that? The point is like this. The Shema Israel, we say it once in the morning and once in the afternoon, because what's the content, the conceptual content of the Shema Israel? We say, Shema Israel, hear Israel. Hashem Elokeinu, God, our Lord, Hashem Echad, God is one. Why doesn't it say Hashem is unique? Which it's a deeper way of understanding the reality, so to speak, of God. Why does he say one? Our sages explain. The word one in Hebrew is written with three letters, Aleph, Ches, and Dalet. And each letter in Hebrew actually corresponds to a number. The Aleph is the number one, the Ches is the number eight, and the Dalet is the number four, which means four directions of the world, and the seven heavens and the earth. All of that we open our eyes and that we see the world, all of that is one with Aleph, Alufo Shalom, the master of the world, God. That means there is a world, and even so, God is one with the world. If the text would have said Yochid, that God is unique, we wouldn't understand that there's a world with which God is one with it. Okay, again, maybe we don't understand what it means exactly, but that doesn't matter. The reality and the truth is that God is one. is one with the world. It's not just unique, so to speak. He's also one. Even if the world exists and we see it and we can feel it, God is one with the world. That means, in other words, a person has times in his life. There are times that you live in a day, so to speak, light times in your life when you understand, when you feel happy, and when you, okay, in those times, you should remember that God is one. And there are times that are like night, not so nice times, nightly dark times in your life. In those times, you should know God is one. That's why our sages explain that this commandment of the Shema should be said once in the morning and once in the afternoon, to explain that even in those times that the person actually feels the reality of his life is light, the reality of your life is darkness, even so, God is over there. And this is also Psalm. The Psalm says, very interesting, Im esak shomayim shomata. If I go up to the heavens, that's where you are. And even if I go to the deepest and deepest darkness, etc., etc., I found you. God is everywhere and in every single situation of your life. On the other hand, Torah, what does that mean, Torah? Torah does not care about the world, so to speak. Our sages say that the Torah was actually, so to speak, written, thought by God even 2,000 years before the creation of the world. What does that mean? If there was no world, what does that mean 2,000 years? There was no time also. Time is a creation also. What it means, it's a very deep concept, but the idea is, basic idea, is that the Torah is beyond the world. The Torah doesn't care if the world likes the will of God or does not like the will of God. This is what God wants. This is the wisdom of God, and it's coming down, so to speak, from above, as it says that God spoke with us, mina shomayim, from the heavens. This is what he wants. It comes down and that's it. Take it or leave it. But that's the way Torah is. It doesn't care so much about what happens down here, whether it's light, whether it's night, whether... That's why Torah, you have to learn the whole day. Even though certain parts of the day you should learn certain parts of the Torah, that's okay. But the whole day you have to learn Torah. Torah is beyond the world, and Torah helps a person to go beyond themselves. On the other hand, the Shema is telling a different message. The message is, when you are down there, you should remember that God is over there also with you. So with these two ideas of the Shema and the Torah, a person can learn to be beyond the world and within the world at the same time.